going to talk now about how we manage our rivers and our waterways, because a decision is expected by the end of September on the OPW's plans for the Field Cashin Estuary Drainage Project. Proposals recommend installing 16 pumping stations to deal with flooding and increased water levels, which are having a significant impact on land drainage adjacent to the estuary. Close to 700 houses are within this catchment area. Now, the OPW says flooding and increased water levels are having a major impact on the estuary, which is south of Ballybunion and north of Ballyduff. In recent years, there's been higher and more prolonged flooding in low-lying areas currently drained by the sluiced back drain systems in the Riverfield Certified Drainage Scheme. And there are around about 700 houses in the area, so these are affected. The OPW is saying preferred options to manage flood risk and danger is installing these pumping stations, 7 electric and 9 wind-driven. Dredging has been ruled out. Now, recently there was a meeting of over 250 people concerned with this situation in Ballyduff, and a lot of concerns about what is happening and the changes that are being held here. With me in our studio to talk about this is Fine Gael Councillor Aoife Thornton. We also have agricultural consultant Dr. Ned Bulger, who's chairman of the group briefing people on the Cashin Draining project. And good morning to both of you, and thanks so much for us for calling in. If I can start with you, look, just to give people a background to this. Now, over the years, since the late 1940s, the OPW has been put in charge of rivers and waterways and maintaining them for various different reasons. The Arterial Drainage Act of 1945, they've been operating under that. They're legally mandated to maintain rivers, make sure there's no flooding, make sure the rivers are healthy and all of those sort of things. And it's a huge areas of the country that are affected by this. They're responsible for 11,500 kilometres of river channel, including 800 kilometres of embankments. Local authorities are responsible for around 4,600. So there's a lot going on here. Mm-hmm. And there are big changes, I understand, in the way the OPW are going to be doing their business. Is that leading to some of the concerns about what's being proposed here?
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning to your listeners. Yes, it is. So I suppose, you know, there's a complex lot of legislation and that here, but essentially what's happening at the moment, and I'm a member of the Cashin Drainage Committee, and I have been since I became a county councillor, I suppose this Arterial Drainage Act came in 1945, and in around 1951, and for a few years, there was a lot of work done around my area and up and down the country to either prevent and reduce flooding in areas. So, you know, in my area, we saw a lot of embankments, back drains, sluices to deal with the drainage of those areas. And the OPW's remit is really important in this Arterial Drainage Act. So I suppose part of the reason that we organised the meeting and wish to bring this information to people is that I suppose there are two public consultation processes ongoing at the moment. One in relation to the River Basin Management Plan. So we know the Water Framework Directive was there and adopted in Europe in 2000. So then I suppose the River Basin Management Plan is how we deal with that in Ireland.
Yeah.
And then the second thing is the heavily modified bodies, which is essentially the designation of certain rivers and particularly those where there is flood or you know, sluices put in place. So these, the River Basin Management Plan and the heavily modified water bodies designation are both public consultations where submissions have been made. Those deadlines are now closed, and we have looked at, I suppose, the submissions made in relation to both, if that kind of clearly outlines where we're at. And I suppose those submissions, I suppose the Act itself, the remit of the OPW to maintain and drain and also develop schemes, you know, as to how that will be done and the importance of it, we looked at all of that along with the submissions on both sides and just brought that to people's attention in Ballyduff the last night. The concern we have, I suppose, is that while this has been ongoing for a number of years, because Simon Harris was down about 2014, and the committee sought funding to put a plan together as to how that obligation of the OPW to maintain and drain and prevent flooding could be meaningfully put on the ground. So funding was sought, and was got to prepare a plan. So experts were brought in order to put that together. And in 2018, I think it was, that was put on public display in the Stole Arms Hotel.
Yeah.
A significant plan, which is, I suppose, a proposal at the moment, because it's, you know, and these two consultations on the River Base Management Plan and the heavily modified water bodies designations affect that and whether it goes ahead or not. And I suppose, so what's proposed in the Cashin Drainage Project are pumping stations along those embankments in my area. I'm from Lixnaw, a very low-lying and under sea level area. And I've seen, you know, myself in 2014, there were very serious breaches on the river that caused very, very concerning flooding. So, we have to do something.
Something has to be done.
And
things
what we're looking for is for the, I suppose, the embankments, the sluices and the back drains that are there, assisting them to work more effectively into the future. So essentially taxpayers' money has been used to put these embankments up, to put the back drains in and the sluices in place. So the pumping stations are to make that more effective into the future.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there. We're going to talk more about this. If you've got any comments or views, if you were at that meeting, what your concerns are, we'll be hearing more from Aoife and Ned after we take these. So we're talking about the drainage of the Cashin and a proposed plan that recommends installing 16 pumping stations to deal with flooding and increased water levels. I've got Councillor Aoife Thornton of Fine Gael, who's on the Cashin Drainage Committee, and also Dr. Ned Bulger, agricultural consultant and chair of that committee in studio. And Ned, if I can ask you, you've talked about this and you've said, look, there's a lot of concern out there. Some of the plan is frightening the living daylights out of the community. Why? What's the problem to your mind?
Well, first of all, I think it's fair to say that what's envisaged under the current proposal by the OPW is the installation of a pumping system. And it's not a new scheme. What it is a facility to help augment the existing scheme.
Yeah.
The existing scheme is primarily consisting of embankments and sluice gates. And when the tide comes in, everybody knows that those sluice gates will close. And during that time, then there's a backup of water, and it may be necessary, particularly in heavy rain, to release it by way of pumping over the embankment either into the brick or the gale or the field. But what really has got the people and what got to me is when we looked at the submissions that came in under the River Basin Management Plan, the third cycle, which is due to be in operation for 2022-2027. A lot of the proposals that were coming in were effectively a kind of an attack, first of all, on the OPW, that they should no longer be required legally to maintain those schemes. And some of the suggestions that came in by way of recommendations, and these were all put together. First of all, in that submission, there was 1,401 submissions came in. There was 1,172 of them came in from environmental groups.
Non-governmental organisations concerned with the environment and changing the way things have been done in terms of managing our rivers.
Yeah, and that's okay. Like, we accept that they have the right to do that.
Yeah.
But what got
you disagree with what they're suggesting?
Well, some of the suggestions are very, very, very stark. In fact, you know, they are talking about re-wetting a lot of good agricultural land. And they're also talking about even suggestions like reconnecting the rivers with our floodplains. And if these embankments are not maintained, you need never take them away, because if they start to disintegrate, they will continue to disintegrate.
This is all very technical on one level, but just to break it down for the listeners, is there a conflict here from the submissions coming in from, let's say, the way it was done in the past, hard engineering led way of making sure the water is somewhere to go, making sure the sluice gates work, making sure the pumps work, and that you get the water away from good agricultural land and people's homes, and then the environmental argument that comes in saying that that's not the way to go, that we need to revert to the way things were when rivers had natural floodplains to re-wet areas, increase biodiversity, bring back some of our habitats that have been badly degraded over the years. Is that the debate, Ned?
Oh, it is.
The competing side of the argument here.
Absolutely the debate, and absolutely the concerns as well. Because if you look at the practicality of that on the ground, you're talking about flooding an awful lot of area of ground. You're talking about, in the catchment area itself, there is something like 26,000 acres. In our particular, in that lower field Cashin thing. The other thing about it that's important to say, that there's a huge difference between arterial drainage schemes in the tidal areas.
Yeah.
Because this is where the big differential is. And this is where we're very concerned for the whole south of Munster. Because while you mentioned the figure there about 13,500 kilometres and 800 kilometres of riverbank, in the regional area for the OPW operating out of Mungret House in Limerick, of the 800 kilometres of riverbank, there's actually 500 of those kilometres in the Munster area.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's if there's a disintegration or a non-maintenance, apart ever from physically removing the embankments, but if you did remove those embankments or do not maintain, you're talking about a floodplain that will take in part of the villages, particularly all along the Cashin. If you go along up Ladies Walk, part of the villages actually in Lixnaw would be affected. So there's a huge implication. Even the OPW themselves, when they did a report in 2014, they said that unless there was something done to increase the effectiveness of the existing scheme, that up to 690 houses were at the risk of flooding, and that there was also a potential to overcome 22,000 acres of land.
So those are the concerns. If it aren't, there isn't an environmentalist on the programme here, so we will talk, and we'll talk a lot more in advance of this decision being made with regards to this. But what do you say to the argument from those who put forward these proposals to say, look, things are getting worse, we're seeing more flooding, even with the hard engineering, is this the way we need to go, or should we be trying to do it in a different way, a more environmentally friendly way, and to tie in the need or the desire to re-wet land in order to meet our emissions, to reverse biodiversity decline, or insects or birds or frogs or habitats. What's your response to that?
I'm just as much of an environmentalist, you know, as many people out there. And, you know, this is my area and I don't want to see anything that shouldn't be done done. But we have to accept their experts for our areas and their proposed plans. And I think I'd like to point out that, so of the two public consultations that are on, the heavily modified bodies one, the review was actually carried out by the Environmental Protection Agency that actually recommended the designation, you know, of these areas as we see fit as well. So we agree with the Environment Protection Agency, which is the environmental body.
Yeah.
So yes, some of the environmental bodies went, or the NGOs went against that. But just to say, like, we're in agreement with some of the environmental bodies. But look, we accept debate. There's no issue with environmental debate. But what I can't accept, I suppose, is that we have this, as I see it, a very important act, a repeal and a review of the act. Look, if it's to be reviewed, I'm a solicitor, that's absolutely should be done. Everything should be reviewed as we go along. But this is a plan that's been in place for quite a number of years now. Yeah. It went out to public consultation. You know, experts were given money to come in and look at a plan to enhance what's there on the ground. If we need to review it, I don't think, and I don't agree that, you know, we just say take the powers off the OPW. Like, who's going to have the power? Who's going to do the work? Even if it is a different type of work, who's going to do it? Like, I think it's quite stark and quite radical to say, you know, take this off the OPW. They're not the competent authority. We don't agree with the Environmental Protection Agency and their designations. RPS were engaged on the other public consultation to do a review of the submissions as well. I've put down a motion for our County Council meeting this month just to ask for funding for voluntary bodies that come together of people that are affected by flooding, be they the homeowners, which there are 700 in our area from a study done in 2014, because I think we have, like, the, I think the NGOs got, was it 5 billion last year, you know, to resource them to bring their arguments to the table, and they should be there, and I'm glad they are. But we also, I think, need to resource the likes of the voluntary committees that come together that have the other side of the argument.
You can put your arguments forward and the best information can be assessed by the decision makers.
Equal arms and let the debate happen.
Speaking of that, I know the OPW carried out an extra survey December to March this year on wintering birds. A habitats walkover took place in April of this year. There's a Natura impact statement, an updated statement that's going to incorporate these surveys. That's going in public consultation at the end of this month, and probably, you know, take about 6 weeks, and a decision is expected then by the end of September. So will people have a chance to have their say on that element of it?
Look,
will that make a difference?
What we're told is that in all likelihood this may go back out to public consultation, and I suppose from my point of view, irrespective of what opinion you have, that you're aware that this is going on in relation to your area, that you have a chance to get informed and make a submission.
Yeah, okay, all right. Donal O'Sullivan gets in touch, lives at the mouth of the Cashin. The Cashin is blocked. It's all sandbanked all the way up to Ferry Bridge. Back in 1953, the border works removed the silt from the river. This is what needs to happen again. The river needs to be dredged again. Putting 16 pumps in the Ferry Bridge will just end up with flooding the Cashin area. John Lyons says they're proposing pumping stations into Ferry Bridge, but it's still blocked below at the mouth. The water will have nowhere to go. They're pumping water in. It's no place to go. I fear the result is that the place will be flooded. Well, Ned, can you talk about that just briefly to end? This idea of going back to dredging like we did in the 50s, that's not really going to happen, is it? Environmentally, it's not acceptable anymore. Or is it? Or should it
well,
be?
Well, we requested in our submission in 2014, but obviously at that time, you know, a decision was made that let's get in the full capacity of engineering expertise to come up with solutions for it.
Yeah.
And they actually, they sat and were there like, took up employment, I'd say, in the beginning of 2017. And they then came with their recommendations, and they were all explained at a public meeting in Listowel on the 5th of December 2018. And, you know, there were proposals put forward about the dredging, but it looks from an environmental point of view, it's going to be very difficult. And we would, if it's okay for to do it environmentally, and you can get it through European law and that, fine, we'd be all for it. But meanwhile, putting in a pumping infrastructure above in the lands of Dysart and Ballynoneen and that is not going to have any major impact on the amount of water that ends up
below
the mouth of the Cashin. The Cashin problem has been well exampled before that it is mostly due to tidal flooding.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the other issue in relation to
and you can dredge away on it, but if the sand starts building up again and washes back in again, and a high tide,
nature
that's not
nature.
Going to affect it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, listen, we're out of time. We're going to see where this goes. We're going to keep a close eye on it and facilitate the debate on either side before that decision is made in September. Maybe not in September if it goes to public consultation again. But my thanks to both of you for coming in and explaining for our listeners what is going on and the concerns that are out there. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme. It kind of ties into the whole wider agricultural argument about rewetting proposals all over the country and how our landscape is going to change or what's being proposed. So it's all related in a way. If you have a thought on that, I'd love to hear your opinion.